of Crosstown Church of Memphis. We are a church that is Christ-centered, diversity-driven, and community-committed. A church that's bringing people together, sharing God's message of hope, love, and service. We seek to love God, love people, and serve the city. We welcome you to our broadcast with Pastor Byron Fitzpatrick.
In the year of 2021, and last month, I was teaching a message called Keep the Change, and that was a message to 2021 or 2020, and that was 2020 can keep the change. Whatever change 2020 got left over, we don't want the headache. We don't want to bother with 2020. We're putting 2020 behind us. We're looking forward to 2021 and what God has in store for us. And one of the things that we want to prioritize is making sure that we pray and ask God what His plans are for us as we develop our plans. The Bible says, as a man develops his plans, God orders his steps. And so that means that God has a plan also within our plans, or our plans should fit within his plans. His plans coupled together with our plans make for the perfect plans. And so this year in 2021, we're asking God, what are your plans for our lives? We're asking, what are the instructions for us? Because 2020 was a bad year for so many people. And I shared in some messages last year that it ain't over yet. And I'm saying again, I keep saying it ain't over yet. We're still battling COVID. We're still battling political division, racial division. We're still battling economic disaster and hardships. And the list goes on and on. We're still battling death, as we talked about with, our good friend here. So it ain't over yet. In order for us to navigate during this season, in order for us to survive this season, it's very important that we seek God and His plans for our lives. And so last week, we talked about some plans that I believe God is laying out for us as a church. And we're continuing to seek God's plans. We're teaching now. The title of today's lesson is called What's Next, which was a subtitle of one of the lessons I did last month. But this month, the title was called What's Next. And that is, and the subtitle of today's lesson is called Do What You Are Famous For. Some of you may remember last week I made reference to a song that I heard as I was getting prepared for church last Sunday morning. And in that song, it was called Do What You're Famous For. The name of the song is actually Famous For / I Believe. And it is very important for us to do what we are famous for. But here is something that's even more important and something that should give us hope and something that should increase our faith. And that is asking God and allowing God to do what He is famous for. When we think about what God is famous for, God is famous for a lot of things, but there's two things that I really want to focus on today in our message. And that is, one, He's famous for delivering us. And two, He's famous for fulfilling His promises to us. And so those are two things I really want to focus on today in our message. And again, He's famous for delivering us. He's famous for fulfilling His promises to us. I've been teaching out of, this year I've been teaching a lot out of the book of Joshua, and I'm going to continue teaching out of the book of Joshua today. And I want to read the first, I believe, eight verses out of the third chapter of the book of Joshua here. We learned that in the beginning in chapter one of the book of Joshua that Moses came to the place of the end of his life, and Joshua is now being charged to become the leader of the Israelites and to lead them into the promised land, which was something that Moses was supposed to do. But because of a series of events, Moses was not able to complete that assignment. And thus, after he passed away, God gave that assignment to Joshua. And God told Joshua, Joshua, everything that I promised to Moses, I now make those same promises to you. And he appointed him as the leader of the Israelites and gave him the charge to lead them into the promised land. And then last week, we talked about how Joshua charged the people. And he charged the people to get ready. He said, get your provisions ready because we are about to embark on something that's really huge. And what we took away from that last week is that God is telling us to get ready because we are still in this time of hardship in this world, in our country, and we need the necessary tools. We need instructions from God. We need to know what his plans are to help us to navigate through this time because we all want to make it to the other side. Amen. And so here in chapter 3, Joshua is receiving some instructions from God on fulfilling or carrying out the plans that he has set for them in taking or possessing the promised land. And so I'm gonna start reading here in chapter 3, verse 1, going through 8. And it says, early the next morning, again, this is after Joshua received the charge from God, and then after Joshua charged the people of Israel, and he's now getting ready to carry these plans out. He says, early the next morning, Joshua and all the Israelites, they left Acacia Grove. They arrived at the banks of the Jordan River where they camped before crossing. 3 days later, the Israelite officers went through the camp, giving the instructions to the people. When you see the Levitical priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, move out from your positions and follow them. Since you have never traveled this way before, they will guide you. Stay about half a mile behind them, keeping a clear distance between you and the Ark. Make sure that you do not come any closer. Then Joshua told the people, purify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders among you. One of the things that God is famous for, and reflecting back on that song that we just listened to, one of the things that God is also famous for is doing great wonders. And Joshua, he says that here in verse number 5, he says, then Joshua told the people, purify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders among you. And verse number 6, he says, in the morning, Joshua said to the priests, lift up the Ark of the Covenant and lead the people across the river. And so they started out and they went ahead of the people. The Lord told Joshua in verse number 7, today, everybody say today, amen. Today, I will begin to make you a great leader. He's speaking directly to Joshua. He said, today, I will make you a great leader in the eyes of all the Israelites. They will know that I am with you, just as I was with Moses. Give this command to the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant. When you reach the banks of the Jordan River, take a few steps into the river and stop there. Here in chapter three of the book of Joshua, God and Joshua are beginning to carry out the plans for the Israelites to possess the promised land. So God is giving them a plan, and now they are beginning to carry out those plans to possess this promised land. Joshua has his officers to give specific instructions. So Joshua, the instructions that he got from God, he speaks to his officers, his leaders, and he gives them specific instructions. And then those leaders go to the people and they give them those instructions. I believe that's in verse number 2, he says, 3 days later, the Israelite officers went through the camp, giving these instructions to the people. So here we understand that Joshua has some leaders. God has given Joshua instructions. Joshua has given these instructions to his leaders, and his leaders, his officers, they take those instructions and they give those instructions to the people. Joshua then, after they give the instruction to the people, they tell them what to do. Then Joshua comes to the people and he gives them instructions also. As one thing that I want us to know and understand here in this time is that God has given us some instructions. And as I believe God gives me some instructions, It's my responsibility to pass those instructions on to you. And I believe if we understand God's plans for us, then there is no choice. We have nothing but to be successful. We have to be successful. We have no choice but to be successful if we follow those instructions out. One of the reasons that so many people are not successful in the different things that they do in life is because they don't follow the instructions. It's just like I shared with you guys about me and Devontae putting together that truck for a little DJ. And it was so important for me to follow the instructions. I knew if I followed the instructions, I would be successful. And then bringing Devontae into that, if we followed the instructions, we would be successful in doing that. And so God has given Joshua instructions, and Joshua's given those instructions to his leaders, and he's given those instructions to the people so that they can be successful in doing what? Possessing the promised land. As I get instructions from God, I lead with those instructions. I will give those instructions to the leaders to instruct all of those who choose to follow. And so my hope is that we need to, at Crosstown Church, we need to really work on developing and strengthening our leadership team. We need to increase the numbers of our leadership team. We need to strengthen our leadership team, and we need to develop our leadership team. I believe that's something that's very, very important. Joshua and his leaders, they went out in front of the people. So here's a responsibility of leaders. Here's a role of leaders. When God gives instructions, it's the leader's responsibilities to go out in front. That's what leading is all about, going out in front. So myself, Marguerite, and the leaders of Crosstown Church, when it comes to the things that God is instructing us to do, it's our responsibility to lead by going out front. It's our responsibility by going first. And if we go first and we follow these instructions, and as we are successful in these instructions that God gives us, what happens is the people see that we are successful, and it makes it very easy for them to follow us. As leaders, I and my leaders will go out in front of the people. We will go ahead of the people. That's our charge. That's our responsibility. And so I am committing today, that's what we're going to do even stronger than we ever have before, because we need to make it through these times that we are in now. God told Joshua, he said, "Today I will begin to make you a great leader in the eyes of all the Israelites. They will know that I am with you just as I was with Moses." God wants to make us great leaders. If you want to be a great leader, just wave your hand at me, amen? Or you can say amen, whichever one you want to do.
Amen.
Amen. For those of you that are leaders right now in Crosstown Church, I'm charging you today. So, Brianna, Ton, Marguerite, Janelle, y'all have a place of leadership and responsibility, specific places of leadership and responsibility within the church right now. And I'm charging you guys to be the leaders that God has called you to be. And let us really gather and understand God's instructions so that we can go out in front and lead the way God wants us to lead. It's going to be up to us to show the people that these instructions work. It's up to us to show the people that if they follow these instructions, they will be successful. We will be able to possess the things that God has promised for us. And so in doing that, what's going to happen when we do that? We are going to be doing the thing that we are famous for. God, the song says, do what you are famous for. God is going to do what he is famous for. He says here in this verse, he says, "Today I will begin to make you a great leader in the eyes of the Israelites." God is telling Joshua, "Joshua, I'm about to make you famous. I'm about to make you famous, and I need you to do what you are famous for. And he says, when this happened, he says, they will know that I am with you just as I was with Moses. When we do the things that we are famous for in being the leaders that God has called us to be, Brianna, right now in Crosstown Church, you are famous for leading us into worship.
Amen.
That's what we're famous for, you know? And there's some other things, but that's, I mean, when we say Crosstown Church and Brianna all in the same words, I mean, the first thing that comes to our mind is worship. And that's what you are famous for, Brianna, is leading us into the presence of God. And as you do that, the people will see, he says here, again, he says, they will know that I am with you. When you are doing that thing that you are famous for, Brianna, the people will know that God is with you. Amen?
Amen.
And for all of us, all the rest of us that are leaders, when we do what we are famous for, the people will know that God is with us. It is so important as leaders that we do that thing that we are supposed to be doing, that we go out in front, because it lets the people know that God is with us. Joshua is being put in a place, and God is telling Joshua, I'm about to make you famous. And when I make you famous, and you being the leader that you're supposed to do, all the people will know that I am with you. And when they know that I am with you, they won't hesitate to follow you. Amen?
Amen.
God wants to make us great leaders. He don't want us just to be leaders. He wants us to be great leaders. He wants to make us famous. But here's something. Being famous comes with a price, and it comes with a charge. Being famous is not something that is easy. It comes with a price, and it comes with a charge. You have to be willing to submit to the one who makes you famous. If we want to be famous, and I'm not talking about any type of famous, if we want to be the type of famous that God wants us to be, we have to be willing to submit to the one that makes us famous, and that is God. Here, let me help you to understand this. If you are a famous actor or entertainer, you must submit to the industry, point blank. If you want to be a famous actor or entertainer, you must submit to the industry. Now, we know that we're speaking about some natural carnal things here and not spiritual things right now in the examples that I'm giving you. So don't take them in the wrong context. But if you want to be a famous politician, you have to submit to the political system here in the United States or anywhere else in the country. If you want to be a famous athlete, you have to submit to the sport that you are an athlete of. There are some common things, there are some common foundations, some standards that come in all of these areas. There are some standards that come with being an actor or entertainer. There are some standards that come with being a politician or being an athlete, and you have to submit to those things. Now, you have the freedom to do a lot of things now, okay? And God gives us the freedom to do a lot of things, but we have to submit to God and his authority and his instructions in order to be the famous that he wants us to be. We have to be willing to submit to our leadership that God, the leadership that God is to us. We have to be willing to submit to the leadership that God has given to us. I need people to be willing to follow me as I follow God. As I'm not following God, you are under no commitment whatsoever to follow me. But as I follow God, I'm needing people to follow me as I follow God. Well, what does follow mean? What does it mean to follow someone? To follow someone means to move or to travel behind them. What to follow means to act according to an instruction or the perception of something. So I don't even know if I said that right. Following means to act according to an instruction or precept. In other words, as I go as a leader, it's my responsibility to go first. And as I go first, you follow the examples that I present to you, as I give instructions, or as I act in a certain type of a way, or if there's certain precepts that I give, and my goal is to totally follow God. And as I follow God and act according to God's and his accordance to in my life and for all of our lives, as I follow the instructions that God gives and the precepts that God gives, then my hope is that you all will follow as well. Too many of us are spectators and not followers. Too many people in the church are guilty of just being spectators. They want to watch, they want to listen, but they do not want to actually follow. And we need to be followers. We need to have people, we need to follow, but we need to also be people that can lead. Amen?
Amen.
Verse number 8, it says, give this command to the priest who carried the Ark of the Covenant. When you reach the banks of the Jordan River, I want you to grab hold of this right here, and this is what I'm going to be ending on. He says, when you reach the banks of the Jordan River, take a few steps into the river and stop there. When God gives us instructions, we have to follow the instructions precisely. We cannot go ahead of him. There's so often that when we are following someone, when we're following a leader, and we'll take a few steps, and then after we take a few steps and those few steps go well, it goes just like they were supposed to go, like you know, we get the results that we were supposed to get. What happens, a lot of us, we make the mistake of, man, we got it from here. And then we just take off running. You know, he told them, once you reach the Jordan River, the banks of the Jordan River, take a few steps into the river and stop there. A lot of times what we'll do, we'll take a few steps into the river and then we're like, oh, we got it. This worked out. And we'll start swimming and running into the water. And before we know it, the river done took us downstream. And we have to be very careful to follow the instructions precisely. We cannot go ahead of God. So the things that God gives us, follow those instructions as we know them up until that point. When we get to that point, then it's out. We have to stop. And when we stop, we wait for the next thing. The subtitle or the title of this message is what's next. Those priests that was carrying the Ark of the Covenant, they were simply to take a few steps into the water and stop right there and wait for what's next. And so as God gives us instructions and we follow throughout with those instructions precisely as he gives them to us, when we reach a certain point, we are to stop and wait for what's next. They were told to just take a few steps and stop there. So I'm telling you, when you get to that place, stop. Do not get ahead of God. I shared last week some things that I believe that God wants us to do during this time. And in that message last week, it was subtitled, Get Ready. I believe the instructions that God has given us right now is simply to get ready. He told the children of Israel, he told Joshua, and Joshua delivered the message to the children of Israel, get your provisions ready. So right now in the early parts of this year, one of the things that we need to be really, really focused on is getting ready for what God is about to do, getting ready for the instructions, the further instructions that he's given us so that we can navigate through throughout this time. And those instructions that I believe that God has gave us last week, I'll remind us of those. And that is for men to take a stronger leadership role in their families and in the church. So that's one of the instructions that God has given us. We have to get our men to take a stronger leadership role in their families and in the church. Number two is we need to stay healthy. You know, we're in this COVID season right now, and it's not getting any better. We have to do what we have to do in order to stay healthy. We have to be warriors. Our leaders have to be strong, healthy warriors. You know, when you're in the military, you have to work out. You have to eat right. You have to do the things to keep you in good health, because there's no way that you can fight. There's no way that you can defend if you're not healthy. The third instruction I believe God has given us right now is to reduce our personal debt. We don't know what lies ahead. And it's time for us to stockpile, and we need to stockpile everything that we can stockpile. And our resources, our debt, our money is one of the resources that we are going to need. We need to figure out how do we reduce our outcome and increase our income and begin to save and set aside. Because again, we don't know what's coming down the pipeline. I shared with you about the story of Joseph and when he was sold off into slavery by his brothers in the land of Egypt, and he was thrown into jail because he had the ability to be able to interpret the king's dream. The king appointed him, which the dream was telling him that there was going to be a famine. This famine is going to be deadly throughout the entire land. And because Joseph was able to interpret the king's dream, the king appointed him as the leader and said, if this is what your God is showing you, then I need for you and your God to lead us through this time. And one of the key things that Joseph did is he reduced their outcome and he increased their income. He created a stockpile of money. He created a stockpile of grain and food and everything so that all the people and all their livestock would not starve to death during this famine time. Joseph did such a good job in following God's leadership and also giving those instructions to the people. And the people did such a good job in following his leadership that they were able to create a stockpile, a reserve, more than they needed. And they were able to help other surrounding countries through the famine. Another one that we need to do is we need to build our arsenal. And then number five, we need to get involved in local politics, because it's our local politics or our local politicians that are making decisions for our lives right here in the city of Memphis and not DC so much. And we need to, in order for us to survive here in Memphis, we need to get involved in our politics. And I believe that these are the instructions that God has given us for now. And then if we take those few steps into the water, then God, from there, we will wait to see what's next. These are the instructions that I believe God has given us. And as we carry these instructions out, then God will slowly begin to give us other instructions on what we need to do. I believe if we follow these instructions, not only are we going to be of abundance to ourselves, that God will increase our abundance so that we're able to be a blessing to other people as well.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If this message was a blessing to you and you would like to support this ministry in a financial way, you can donate electronically by texting to 84321 and enter the dollar amount you'd like to donate in the message area. Or you can mail a check or money order to Crosstown Church of Memphis, P.O. Box 40981, Memphis, Tennessee 38104. We invite you to visit our website at www.wearecrosstown.com for more information about our church. Join us for our next broadcast on Facebook and YouTube next Sunday at 10 a.m. Be blessed and be better.